Okay, Brooke Powell-Stanley is with us. Now, a campaign group that's been building public support for universal dental has welcomed the Greens' proposal for universal free dental care announced over the weekend. Normally, we talk with Brooke Powell-Stanley on matters pertaining to Auckland Action Against Poverty. But she is involved in a kaupapa called Dental for All, which is a coalition of groups including health professionals and unions and anti-poverty campaigners calling for other political parties to bring dental into the public healthcare system. She is a spokesperson for Dental for All and joins me now. Te tuene, tēnā koe, Brooke. It's great to have you on the show again.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you always for having me.
Thank you. Well, look, dental is absolutely vital in so many of our people, Māori, fail to get to the dentist because of the exorbitant costs involved. Anyone who's been to the dentist knows that at times it can be just out of reach. Recent polls suggest most of us in this country want a funded dental care for adults as well as kids and adolescents. And some political parties as well do. The Greens have. Wouldn't you expect more support from other political parties? And even maybe you're aware of what dentists are saying as well, Brooke.
We really welcome the policy that the Greens have put out, and we hope that this will encourage other political parties to also put free dental on the table for this election. As we all know, it's such a topical issue at the moment, and it's really, really important in terms of our healthcare. We know that our healthcare and is so connected to our well-being, and that's going to be crucial for all of us in the coming years. I mean, it always has been. Seems like a no-brainer, really, to ensure that we have free dental in this country. Not only that, it also opens up the conversation for free healthcare across the board. So we're hoping that this encourages that too.
What I don't like is there almost now seems to be an us and them, and it's become almost a social determinant of where you are tracking in life. If you've got good teeth, then you're doing well, and if you've got poor teeth, poor quality dentals, then you're on struggle street, and it's tough for people who are in the latter category to feel confident as they stand for jobs or whatever, because they haven't been able, for whatever reason, to see a dentist regularly. A universal dental approach would eliminate that, as well as build confidence in those who for many years might have been struggling with decay or the like. So, well, wouldn't it be a game changer and something of a leveller in societal strata?
I think it also would be incredible just for people to feel well in themselves. I agree that it is kind of, if you've got good teeth, it is reflective of your status, I guess. But more than that, I think everybody deserves to have free healthcare, free dental. What we're seeing at the moment being played out in the political sphere with, other political parties just kind of trashing it. And it always comes back to cost, you know what I mean? And the cool thing about the Greens is that they're really clear around how they're going to fund free dental, but there are so many other ways in which we can, we have to look at taxing wealth to ensure that there's a redistribution of money into communities and services that ensure that our people and families are safe and well.
Seems like a standalone spend too. Sadly, because people say, hey, you're going to pay for it. Oh, we're going to tax the rich more, and then that becomes a hotter political issue. Be nice if each of the parties just said, look, it's so important to us as a nation, we're going to prioritise it. So the first $1 billion is going to be used on universal healthcare. I don't see why it needs to have some sort of formula that can dissuade people from supporting it fully. I'm fully supportive, and so is Dental for All. Who are you guys, and what are you going to do about prioritising this kaupapa?
Yeah, so as you mentioned before, we're a group of anti-poverty campaigners. We have unions involved in the Dental for All campaign, even dentists themselves. The Association for Salaried Medical Specialists is also part of this campaign. And so we have a good coalition of organisations and across the board that are all calling for it. We put out a poll last year which said that voters are also really keen for this kaupapa, and so many New Zealanders are actually really believe that dental should be made free. And so we'll keep pushing for this election. We hope that it will be picked up by other political parties. I know Te Pāti Māori were on the breakfast show this morning talking about their support for it. So, I mean, we have to start looking towards policy and solutions that are grounded in love and care for our people and families this election. That's going to be really, really important, and kind of move away from fear-based politics, which I think is what so many other political parties push for.
Tēnā koe, Brooke. All the best with the mahi too. Brooke Standing is an independent in the Māngaru electorate this year, and you can vote for her if you like what she is about. But very principled wahine, and always neat to have you on the show, sis. Thanks very much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Tēnā koe, Brooke. Thank you. Brooke Powell-Stanley, Urban Māori Radio.